Our scripture reading today is Numbers chapter 6, verses 1 to 12. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page 124. We are still in the purity code section of the book of Numbers, and here we have the ritual for the Nazirite. Now, this is a man or woman who wants to set himself apart to the Lord for special service, a special consecration for a limited duration of time, and how they were to do that. They were to abstain, we'll see, from wine and all the fruit of the vine. This is not a condemnation of any form of wine as alcohol. He's not even allowed to eat raisins. The point is, he's willingly giving up blessings that are part of God's provision in the land, and he is to wear uncut hair that grows long to show his Nazirite status. He's to be especially pure. If we want to serve God in a mighty way, we need to be attentive to our sanctification. And particularly here, he's not to violate the prohibition against touching a dead person. In the Old Covenant, the life and death were symbols of sin and impurity versus purity, and he was not to be associated in his service with death. Now, here we have an example for us of someone who wants to make a special difference for the Lord. We no longer have the office of Nazirite. This is a part of the Old Covenant, but it sure is a good thing when Christians today said, you know, I really want to show zeal for the gospel, and I'm willing to give things up for it. And we may even engage in tangible steps for a particular calling, sometimes fasting and praying. We set ourselves apart. Paul talks about engaging in self-sacrifice for particular works of the gospel. And so we have an example here. We're also warned of an error we might make. People sometimes think, because we're doing a lot for the Lord, that's our justification. Well, it doesn't work that way for the Nazirite. When he sins, he has to have blood atonement, and he has to make offerings for it. And our service of the Lord is not our righteousness. We are still needing the blood of Jesus Christ, and yet we're inspired here. The people of God are to think of ways in which we can show zeal, and we are all called in our own way to take up the Nazirite call as the Lord would lead us. Paul says in Romans 12, pour out your life as a drink offering. Now, it particularly is a picture of the Lord Jesus. In Matthew 2:23, we're told that Jesus was raised in the village of Nazareth. As the prophet has spoken, he shall be called a Nazarene. Well, you go through the Old Testament and you ransack it and you find no such prophecy. I think the scholars are right who say it's probably pointing to this passage, that this above all is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Didn't our Lord Jesus give up things that were good? He could have been married, nothing, no sin in Jesus, having normal provision in life, but he gave up these things. Why? That he would be our Savior, and he consecrated the whole of his life that we might have a Redeemer and a Mediator with God. He is the great Nazirite, and he needs no offering for his sin. He, in fact, is the offering for our sins, and we give praise to him. Well, let's have these things in mind as we give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, number 6, beginning at verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when either a man or woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazirite to separate himself to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and similar drink. He shall drink neither vinegar made from wine nor vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh grapes or raisins. All the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grape skin from seed to skin. All the days of the vow of his separation no razor shall come upon his head, until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord, he shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body. He shall not make himself unclean, even for his father or his mother, for his brother or his sister when they die, because his separation to God is on his head. All the days of his separation, he shall be holy to the Lord. And if anyone dies very suddenly beside him and he defiles his consecrated head, then he shall shave his head on the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day, he shall shave it. Then on the eighth day he shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the priest to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And the priest shall offer one as a sin offering, the other as a burnt offering, and make atonement for him, because he sinned in regard to the corpse, and he shall sanctify his head that same day. He shall consecrate to the Lord the days of his separation, and bring a male lamb in its first year as a trespass offering. But the former days shall be lost because his separation was defiled. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.